Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the heart of Patriot Hill territory in the United States of America. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning to everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Yes.
Wow, I think that came from like Israel.
Came from the heart.
Israel has its own set of wiffle bats, I have to say, and they're doing a heck of a good job.
It's
holy
the
cow.
Iron Patriot Dome.
Yes.
Get used to it.
That's right.
Man, now, you know, Yemen, was it? Oh, wait. I want to make sure I'm saying this right, because I've been misspeaking lately. Is it Yemen that just declared war on Israel?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the Houthi rebels, the Houthis are, I guess, in charge there of taking over the government, kind of like Hamas has in, the Gaza Strip. And, yeah, declared war. So, I mean, it's progressively ramping up.
Yeah, it says here that Yemen has officially declared they are at war with Israel. The Republic of Yemen is the first country officially to announce its entry into the Battle of the Flood of Al-Aqsa and launches a large number of ballistic and winged missiles and drones at a number of Israeli IOF targets inside occupied Palestine. And so I don't know if they're insinuating that occupied Palestine means that the Israelis are the occupiers, but if that's the case, we just laugh in their general direction.
Well, they're about ready to occupy it because they were forced to have to. When your enemy is shooting at you and killing you and your family members from across the street, you kick the door in and you occupy their home.
Right.
You know, you take them over. When they're using their home as a base to shoot and kill your family members and you, and their goal is to completely kill every member of your family and burn your house down on top of you.
Right.
You don't get to just fire a couple rounds at their direction, and then the neighborhood
goes back.
Homeowners Association says, all right, we call for a ceasefire.
Right.
No. You just stay out of the way.
Yep.
Right? The fight's commenced, my Ike.
Right.
You get in the fight or get out of the way. Well, scene from the Cowboys.
And yes. And so we've got quite a bit to share with you all today. And, well, of course, this is Wiffle Bat Wednesday, so you'd be expecting that. And, well, we've got something on Christopher Wray here that's just going to blow your hair back. And so we can't wait to get to that and share that with you after the break. And
not so, something on him. It's at least that wasn't my take, right? I want to make sure I'm tracking with you. This is just a quote from him giving testimony to Congress.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So but, we got something on Christopher Wray.
Well, the whole nation has something on Christopher Wray. Yeah. We'll put it that way. And that guy needs to go to jail. He should no longer. I can't believe he's still in office.
Or Mayorkas.
Mayorkas or Department of Justice.
Department of Injustice.
Yes, exactly. Or, you know, all of them, all of the heads of all of these departments, I can't believe they're still there.
I can't believe there was a communist coup.
I know. I can't believe our border's still wide open. I can't believe we're being invaded right now by all of the Muslims that are wanting to carry out jihad, and they're waiting till they just basically drop the flag, which apparently isn't too far away from...
Yeah, that's right.
You know, from right. today. So that's exactly what we're describing in this Christopher Wray clip before Congress.
Yep.
And so, oh gosh, you're just going to, it's sickening. And so you're definitely going to want to stick around to hear that.
That's
but
right.
In the meantime, we are continuing the trend with the Lord with the random turnings where we've had three random turnings pointing to genealogies in Israel, pointing to the fact that he is their redeemer. He is going to save them. He's going, while they sing praises to him, he will go and fight for them and make sure that they are the victors.
Right.
And so that is, apparently he is wanting everyone to be well aware of that fact. And so we're happy to do it. So in fact, let's just get right into the word of the day. And the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from 1 Chronicles chapter 9 and also chapter 11. But the one in 9 is just two verses. And it reads, This was the initial random turning. And you'll see why I went over to 11 right after that. But it reads, so all Israel was recorded by genealogies, and indeed they were inscribed in the book of the kings of Israel. But Judah was carried away captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. And the first inhabitants who dwelt in their possessions in their cities were Israelites, priests, Levites, and the Nethinim. And that's it for chapter 9. Because then all it says after that is all of the genealogies.
Right.
And it goes on for the whole rest of that chapter and the whole next chapter. And so...
So here, once again, if you guys haven't been keeping up with us during this week on the show, this is now the third day in a row that after prayerfully asking the Lord for guidance, randomly turning to a scripture, and the third one in a row is dealing with genealogy of Israelites.
That's right.
Clearly showing their birthright to the nation.
Absolutely.
At a time when in our news cycle, they are arguing and squabbling over whether or not Israel is occupying Palestinian land and the Palestinians have a right to the land. And the scriptures each day have been genealogy verifying the authenticity of who owns the land.
Exactly.
This is just amazing.
I know, absolutely. And gosh, it's fantastic to be able to be in service to the Lord, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
And so 11 reads under the title, David made king over all, what? Israel.
Palestine? What? Oh, Israel?
Israel.
Oh.
It reads, then all Israel came together to David at Hebron, saying, indeed, we are your bone and your flesh. Also in time past, even when Saul was king, you were the one who led Israel out and brought them in. And the Lord your God said to you, you shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over my people Israel. Therefore, all the elders of Israel came to the king of Hebron, and David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. The city of David. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. But the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, you shall not come in here. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. Now David said, whoever attacks the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain. And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went up first and became chief. Then David dwelt in the stronghold, therefore they called it the city of David. And he built the city around it, from the Millo to the surrounding area. Joab repaired the rest of the city. So David went on and became great, and the Lord of hosts was with him. Now these were the heads of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves in him, in his kingdom, with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had. Jashobeam, the son of Hakammonite, chief of the captains, he had lifted up his spear against 300 killed by him at one time. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighty men. He was with David at Pasdamim. Now Now there the Philistines were gathered for battle, and there was a piece of ground full of barley. So the people fled from the Philistines. But they stationed themselves in the middle of that field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of that. It goes on with much more in depth and detail.
I love the rundown of David's mighty men.
Yep.
There's no, these guys were bloody warriors.
Yep.
And that's who he surrounded himself with.
Right. You know, that is the rest of chapter 11.
Right.
And I mean, it's great because, it reads, Abishai, the brother of Joab, was chief of another three. He had lifted up his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name among these three. And then there was Benaiah, who killed an Egyptian, a man of great height, 5 cubits tall. And in the Egyptian's hand, there was a spear like a weaver's beam. So basically, this guy was like a giant. And super strong. Yep. And so this is some of those details with that battle, describing how they fought the Philistines and wiped them out.
Now, this was 1,500 years before the word Palestine ever was used.
That's right.
There were no Palestinians. There's never been a Palestinian nation.
Right.
It was the region called Palestina by the Romans as an insult to the Jews after the Jews rose up.
And it still isn't a nation. In fact, as people who call themselves Palestinians are flooding over our border illegally, they don't even have a category for what to call these people because there's no nation that they belong to called Philistine.
Right, exactly.
Or Palestine, but, right? There isn't one.
But the Chinese government has wiped out on their online maps, have removed Israel from their maps of the Middle East. Yeah, and so
wow,
there is some serious spiritual warfare going on here. Yes,
right.
Chinese companies erase Israel from maps amid fears of massive war.
So is that how they think they're going to avoid a war? Is just remove them from the map?
Yeah, just pretend like it's not there.
Pretend it doesn't exist.
Here, cover that up.
I'm surprised they haven't labeled it China, like put their little blue border around it, like they did with Taiwan.
That's what they did with Taiwan. It's all like the same color,
yep.
Like China and Taiwan, the different colored countries.
Yep, we covered that on this show several years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, there's some spiritual war going on right now. This is spiritual warfare. These are demonic attacks. We're going to talk about that in segment two.
Right. But the thing is that this is unmistakably Israel. It has always been called Israel. In fact, the fact that it's called Israel.
Right.
Where do they think they got that name? If any one of those Palestinians can tell me where the name Israel even came from, I would really, really like to see them say that.
And where Palestine came from.
Right. Exactly.
Not to mention, Mark Twain went through that area in the 1800s and wrote about it. He was actually even prophesied.
Yep, that he would walk through there.
That a man, a foreigner, would come and give testimony that the land is barren and uninhabited.
Yep.
And he
ends
was
up being
writing,
Mark Twain. Yep.
He was writing that. There's a few Bedouins kind of rolling through here. This place is uninhabitable. It is a wasteland. It's a desert. It's ruins. It's not even inhabitable until the Israelites, the Jews, started returning to the land, started irrigating, started bringing life back to it. And then here comes the Philistines, the Palestinians. Mine.
Yeah,
mine.
That's right. I know. Well, and see, that is probably quite a bit of the reason behind the one of the Ten Commandments that says, "Do not covet." Be happy with what you've got. And that includes on the national level. You know, if just because you live next door to another nation doesn't mean you should always be having your eye on it and coveting it and acting like, oh, that should be mine.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's a huge problem.
Not only that, it's not just like, you know, somebody really likes your house and they want it, so they try to, you know, weasel their way into getting it. It's like, no, I want everybody who lives in that house dead.
Yeah, right. Right.
And that's how they're looking at Israel.
Yep.
They don't want to live side by side. They don't want two states.
Right.
They want Israel and everybody in it dead.
Yep. And they want all of us dead too.
Right.
In fact, Hezbollah has said that it's issuing a video titled "We Wait for Friday, November 11th." Oh no, I take that back. November 3rd, 2023. Meaning what?
Yeah, this Friday.
Yeah. And so their Hezbollah is now planning to do what? Where they're describing what is going on over there is what is going to happen to all of the other nations that are supporting Israel.
That's
and
right.
Going against everybody in Gaza.
In fact, top people in our government are expressing their grave concern about this. And of course, it's something we've been warning about for a long time. So we're glad that they're catching up.
Right.
And anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, because we definitely have some things to cover there. But you guys stick around, and thank you for your support. And by the way, what was that scripture one more time?
Okay, so one more time, the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday was from 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verses 1 through 2, and 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verses 1 through 14.
Outstanding. Got it. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yep, praise God.
Hey, guys, thank you for your support, for keeping us on the air. We are listener-supported, and we just really appreciate you. And if you want to keep us on the air and support us, then go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and find the different ways that you can support us. And we're very grateful. So anyway, stick around. We'll be back with segment two right after this. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, "When certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind."
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Voice of the American Redoubt Radio, Free Redoubt's The Morning Commute, with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two is brought to you by Prepping 2.0 to help take your preps to the next level, assuming you already got your basics covered. Check them out at prepping2-0.com. Even if you don't have your basics covered, they'll bring you up to speed real quick. All right, Lady Liberty.
Well, yes, everyone, welcome back to Wifflebat Wednesday. We've got an update here about how police are on the scene, and the FBI has been notified after posts on Cornell University Forum calling for Jewish students to be killed. The university is located in Ithaca, New York, and it says here in a statement from the university that Cornell University administration has been made aware of this concerning language, and the Cornell Police Department is monitoring the situation and is on site at 104 West to provide additional security as a precaution. At this time, we advise that students and staff avoid the building out of an abundance of caution. We will continue to provide updates as additional information becomes available. And so it's, that's absolutely unacceptable. But will the FBI even do anything about it? We'll see, because
I'm not very hopeful.
In this clip here, well, first of all, a little bit of history, a little bit of backdrop. You all might recall that when the 44th president, who shall not be named, was in office, he actually went through the FBI and had them drop everything about Muslims.
That's right.
That anything that he called discrimination had to be removed. And so any of the people that they were keeping tabs on and watching and following what they were doing, they were made to dump those files because Obama was saying that it was discrimination and illegal.
That's what happened with John Guandolo, who has the website Understanding the Threat Now.
Right.
He was an FBI special agent who focused on the Islamic terrorist threat. He got railroaded.
Yep.
And he had evidence, multiple investigations on our mosques, the mosques in the United States,
yep,
being used as weapons caches. He had so much intelligence, and they basically, it's like wiped out all of his work and railroaded him.
That's right. Well, and so since then, the FBI has not been tracking Muslims that have been flooding into this country by the millions.
Right.
By the millions. And so listen now to this clip that we have of Christopher Wray being interviewed or being questioned by Senator Rick Scott from Florida. And you're going to be a little bit shocked at his reply.
What has now increased is the greater possibility of one of these foreign terrorist organizations directing an attack in the United States. We haven't seen evidence that it's actually happening yet, but what we have seen is, and I listed them off in my opening remarks, one terrorist organization after another calling for attacks. And
so we should wake up.
It is a time to be concerned. We are in a dangerous period.
So is the FBI able to track all threats and prevent these individuals from conducting an attack on U.S. soil?
I couldn't say that we were able to detect all individuals. Right. The people that we know about, as Secretary Rumsfeld used to say, the known, we're quite good at, together with our partners. But it is the unknown that I worry about quite a bit.
So, Director Wray, can you say that we do not have either individual foreign terrorists or terror cells affiliated with foreign groups currently operating in the United States?
Well, we're not tracking that, but again, I come point back to what it is, the gaps in our intelligence are real, and it's something that we have concerns about.
So, Director Wray, so what would you say right now to the American public? Because like in my state, I've got a significant Jewish population. They're scared to go to synagogue, Chabad. They're scared to send their kids to day schools. So, it's not just them. It's, you know, other individuals, like my daughters called me and said, should they be sending their kids to school? What would you tell Americans right now about the threat today as compared to before?
This is not a time for panic, but it is a time for vigilance. We shouldn't stop conducting our daily lives, going to schools, houses of worship, and so forth. But we should be vigilant. You often hear the expression, if you see something, say something. That's never been more true than now. And that's probably partly why the American people are reporting more tips and leads to us. And we're pursuing those threats and leads as vigorously and responsibly as we can.
He sounds so reasonable.
He sounds so
sensible,
so laid back. It sounds like he is sitting on the beach with a cocktail in his hand, is what
right.
It sounds like. And meanwhile, he is just blatantly admitting, beware, we're about ready to get jumped.
Yep.
And they don't have anything to say about it. Well, why is that? Look at what they get paid to do and what they have been doing instead.
Exactly.
They've been tracking parents who go to school board
right.
meetings.
Trump supporters. People that walk through the Capitol peacefully, even people that walk through peacefully on January 6th.
That's right.
And others.
They yeah. should have been tracking illegal aliens. They should have been tracking all of the interactions of all the Muslims and the Chinese coming across the border. They should know the whereabouts of every single last one of these people.
Exactly. They've got... Here's the thing. They've got the most expansive intelligence apparatus, you know, in the world.
That's right.
And now they're saying, well, you know, we tell the public, if you see something, say something, and we'll investigate. No, you've got an abundance, overabundance of evidence of Chinese special forces coming up through the Darien Gap, and cartels operating, and child trafficking, even within our own government.
They can find every single last person that walked up to the Capitol on January 6th, but they have no idea where these sleeper cells of Hamas and Hezbollah Muslims are in our nation.
Right, or they can't use cell phone location data that they used for rounding up January 6th protesters against vote fraud people and with the ballot harvesting.
Exactly.
And looking the other way, this is just disgusting because he sounds so reasonable.
That guy is going down. That is treasonous in his position to not be backing the Constitution, enforcing the border to be closed, and basically even doing anything that his job describes he's supposed to do. In fact, listen to what Steve Bannon has to say about that.
And all of his grundoons, and we're going to get the receipts. We're going to get it. We're going to get every email. We're going to go back to every conference you had, every meeting you had. This is just like the Nazis planning the Holocaust. You go back, you get the records. They kept the records. People got them so they couldn't lie and spin their way of it. Oh, I didn't know anything. I didn't know that. No, no, no. Same way with you. Same way. We'll get every record, and we'll bring criminal charges against anyone that had anything to do with the invasion of our beloved country.
Hear, hear, and amen.
No kidding. And next we've got another guy who two nights ago on live television on MSNBC, Rick Wilson, the founder of Intrepid Media, made one huge threat to Donald Trump that you've got to hear this.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact. And the donor class can't just sit.
I remember that.
Yep. Well, that guy had darn well better be indicted by a federal grand jury, just like they just indicted Arthur Ray Hansen II in Atlanta, a 59-year-old man, on the charges of transmitting interstate threats to injure Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis and Fulton County Sheriff Patrick Labatt over their connection to the arrest and prosecution of President Trump. So they're willing to charge that guy with a grand jury. Well, they're going to indict him through the federal grand jury. And this other guy that's threatening to put a bullet in Trump, or that somebody needs to put a bullet in Trump, is going to walk free? I don't think so.
Well, it's not a two-tier justice system. It's a communist coup.
That's right.
You guys be safe out there. Keep your head on a swivel. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.